Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, August 21st. I'm Mark Daniels. We'll start with Major League Baseball and the Milwaukee Brewers getting even in their series with the St. Louis Cardinals at Miller Park, winning 6-3. Found themselves trailing 3-0, but rallied for 5 runs in the fourth inning. Manager Ron Renicki says we're finding ways to score.
We have to see if we can do some more of this. We're not hitting a lot of home runs right now, and so I like that we can get guys in scoring position and still drive them in.
Losing pitcher Lance Lynn of the Cardinals felt he got nickel and dimed to death.
Can't let that happen. We lost. Wasn't good. When you have that kind of stuff and you know give up 5 runs on all singles, don't get any extra base hits. That's tough to swallow.
Sean Halton went 2-for-3 with 3 RBIs for the Brewers, and Kyle Loesch worked 6 innings, gave up 6 hits, 3 runs, a home run to Yadier Molina, but gets the win to improve to 9-8. Better yet, he beat his old team for the first time.
I don't put any more emphasis on any one game over the other. I went out there and tried to do what I've been doing, and team did a great job battling back after I put us down in a little hole, and other than that, doesn't mean anymore.
Rubber game of the series is Wednesday afternoon in Milwaukee. Cardinals now fall 2 games back of the Pittsburgh Pirates, who beat the San Diego Padres 8-1. Big 5-run seventh inning. Andrew McCutchen, a 2-run triple. Josh Harrison, a 3-run triple, made a winner of A.J. Burnett, who says this was a total team effort.
I had guys diving left and right behind me today and swinging a bat. You know, it's just fun to see everybody in this room contribute, and that's what's going on right now. And I'm glad I was a part of it tonight.
Washington Nationals sent the Cubs back into the basement of the NL Central with a 4-2 victory. Arizona beat Cincinnati 5-2. Patrick Corbin, a complete game with 10 strikeouts. Dodgers over the Marlins 6-4. Yasiel Puig late to the game, so he was benched, but came on as a pinch hitter and a go-ahead home run in the eighth inning. Mets over the Braves 5-3. Rockies beat the Phillies 5-3. Former Brewer Jorge De La Rosa now 13-6 for the Rockies. In the American League, Yankees took 2 from the Blue Jays, winning the opener 8-4 as Robinson Cano hit his career home run number 200. And in the nightcap, Jason Nix, the walk-off single, and giving the Yanks the sweep 3-2. The Rays now in first in the American League East after beating Baltimore 7-4. Matt Joyce with 3 RBIs. Manager Joe Maddon says we're focused on both the Orioles and the Red Sox.
Again, we played well in these 2 games. We got to keep putting the pressure on them. Our goal is not to be the wild card team, by the way. Our goal is to win the division. So we're trying to do that. We're trying to get back in first place. We want to win the division and watch the other 2 teams in that fiasco day.
Interesting way of putting the wild card game. And with the win, they move percentage points in front of Boston because in San Francisco, Giants beat the Red Sox 3-2. Marco Scudero drawing a walk-off walk. Twins over the Tigers 6-3. Justin Morneau 4-for-5 with a 2-run home run. Rangers get a 2-run shot from Carlos Beltran and a 4-2 win over Houston. White Sox blank the Royals 2-0. Josh Danks goes 8 innings for just his 3rd win this year. Indians over the Angels 4-1-14. Drew Stubbs a 2-run home run in the top of the 14th, and Seattle scored 5 runs in the 8th inning to beat Oakland 7-4. In minor league baseball, Beloit beat the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers 6-4. The Snappers jumped out to a 6-0 lead and hung on. Tyrone Taylor went 5-for-5 for Wisconsin, but the loss drops the Timber Rattlers 5 games back of Clinton with 13 to go. But they're in Clinton for a 3-game series beginning tonight. Now to the Green Bay Packers, who had a curious case of a missing quarterback at practice on Tuesday. Aaron Rodgers did not attend. Head coach Mike McCarthy says, don't get too excited. My star was home with a bit of an illness.
We all have families here. I think we're all aware that there's some stuff going around at this particular time, and Aaron's one of the many thousands of people that has a head cold. So I think he's going to be fine.
And he should be ready to go for the Packers and Seahawks on Friday night. Yes, the last time Green Bay met Seattle, the infamous simultaneous catch, replacement referees, and a heartbreaking 14-12 loss. M.D. Jennings was the safety who came down with the ball first in the eyes of Packer fans, and he says that plays ancient history.
Oh, no, that's something, we addressed it as a team right after it happened last year. We had a lot of football left, so we just had to put it behind us and move on.
Preseason or not, Jennings insists there's no vendetta.
It's not about Golden Tate or Seahawks. It's just about getting better as a team, getting ready for the regular season.
And fellow safety Morgan Burnett says, yeah, it's been kind of hard to avoid that play.
I mean, at home, you got your buddies, your friends at home, they'll bring it up every now and then, but I'll find a way to give them a short answer and try to move on from it.
Packers and Seahawks on Friday night from Lambeau Field. Elsewhere in the NFL, the league has come down on Denver Broncos All-Pro linebacker Von Miller, suspending him for 6 games as first reported for violating the NFL's drug policy. Broncos president John Elway says we just got to move on.
We realized Von was a big part of our defense, and we're going to have to play and pick up for that slack that Von's not going to have there. So whether it's a distraction or a bump in the road that we got to deal with, and as a football team, figure out a way to, you know, pick up that slack.
2 starting quarterback jobs have been won. Michael Vick will be the opening day starter for new head coach Chip Kelly in Philadelphia, beat out Nick Foles. And the Browns' new coach Rob Chudzinski is staying with now second-year quarterback Brandon Whedon, who beat out Jason Campbell. In college football, the NCAA has had a change of heart regarding Stephen Rhodes. The 24-year-old ex-Marine wasn't allowed to play for Middle Tennessee State after the NCAA said he took part in a recreational league with the Marine Corps, complete with uniforms and scorekeeping. But after taking some flack, they've relented, allowing Rhodes to try to play for Middle Tennessee, and he can't wait.
It's going to be everything. That's my first step towards my dream, so got to give 100% in everything I do.
I'm sure he will. In the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks have given a 4-year, $44 million contract extension to Larry Sanders. Last year, he had career highs across the board. Second in the NBA in 2.8 blocks per game, averaged 9.8 points and 9.5 rebounds a night, had 26 double-doubles, the Bucks locking him up. Veteran center Jason Collins is still looking for a job in the NBA. Sports Illustrated reports the Detroit Pistons have decided to pass on signing the 34-year-old after a workout. Collins became the first active openly gay male athlete in major North American sports earlier this year. College basketball Maryland Terrapins player Dez Wells filing a lawsuit against Xavier University claims he was wrongfully expelled by the school, accused of sexual assault by a student during his freshman year at Xavier. Was never criminally charged after a prosecutor says there was no basis for action, but Wells was dismissed by the school. He transferred to Maryland before last season and stepped in as an immediate starter. In golf, halfway through the Wisconsin State Open Golf Championship at Tuckaway in Franklin, David Rush of Germantown, the leader, 5-under par 67 on Tuesday, now 7-under for the tournament, 2 shots ahead of Brady Strangstallion of Madison. And the final 36 holes will be played in some pretty warm temperatures at Tuckaway on Wednesday. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.